Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. Doug Kern, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, talking Fisherman's Landing Tackle, talking of jig sticks and bait and all kinds of good stuff there. And Fred Hall deals,
yep.
Right? You haven't even scratched the surface, Doug.
We haven't.
Right?
We talk saltwater tackle every single day at that shop, and we love it. And I mean, that's everything. That's bay bass and, you know, and inshore 4-pound and 6-pound and curly-tail grubs to flat falls and PL-68s and Wahoo bombs and everything in between. We love it down there.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
I wish the customers could see when there's no customers in the shop.
Yeah.
The employees across the aisle that we call them the rezos in the reservation office, just it's like a show for them, and we're just bouncing off the walls, you know, talking about tackle and fishing, and I mean that's just what we do all day.
The rezos, is that what I should call them next time I go in?
Oh, they're the rezos.
Yeah, call
Carl a rezo.
Yeah, he's a rezo.
Can I call Andrew a rezo?
But he's going to be a tackle jockey because he's coming to the show.
Oh, he is coming to the show. Okay,
he's going to scab over.
Very good. Well, and we're giving away a $50 shopping spree, right?
How cool is that, man? Yeah, we're giving away a $50 gift card to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. As you can hear, with having Doug in here, it's such a busy morning on the phones. It's not an easy one to get through, but we got another full hour of it, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of that second hour, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local number. Or reach us toll-free at 877-792-1090.
All right. Hey, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, man. It's time for the Catch Report, and today our FishDope.com report is sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they make products for serious sport fishermen. The Sato Crimp system is the best way to make your own Spectra to fluorocarbon or Spectra to mono top shots. It's easy, cost-effective, it's time and big fish proven. Some commercially made top shots can cost as much as $45 or more. Get the Sato Crimps and supplies at selected tackle stores, just like Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the Long Fin, Takas Tackle, and at Save-On Tackle. We're going to start it off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Ricky, Pete, Doug.
Morning.
You know, Doug, I got to tell you, buddy, listening to your enthusiasm, I mean, it's palpable.
It's
just feel how excited you guys are.
I'm a weirdo, let's face it.
Oh, no, I get it, dude. I've been dealing with this stuff for a long time. So well, messing with that fishing tackle. Oh, that's just awesome. But, hey, anyway, well, for the first time in weeks, guys, the sun's shining, wind's not blowing. No rain is imminent, and if we could just get to warm up a little bit, we'd be in good shape here. In terms of fish reports, I got to tell you, it's just been tough, man. It's just, you know, between the weather and the time of year, there just hasn't been a whole heck of a lot going on. Nothing at all from the Outer Islands, of course. But with the better weather this weekend, that will change a little bit for at least Catalina, I know for sure, because we're probably going to run over there tomorrow and check it out. It's going to be fun to take a look at that little beachy area where we caught some sea bass before all this weather started. We've had two huge southeast storms with gusts of like 50 and 60 knots since I've been there. So I imagine that whole bottom area, that little corner where we were fishing, has all been changed around. So be interesting to see what that looks like. The other reason I can't wait to get over there is, you know, we got that rockfish opener right around the corner March 1st. And there are some little frontside spots in about 65, 70 fathoms that haven't been fished for 20 years now, so it's gonna be fun to just drive over and just say hi to the boys and tell them what they better watch out because we're coming for them here in a week or so. Locally, there is a little good news on the horizon there. A little bit of local squid showed up again for the past month. In between the weather, there's been a little dab of squid out around Isers. It looks like it's back. And in the past, when it shows in that area, the sea bass are usually right there with it, and we're getting toward that springtime time of year when that bite typically gets a little better. So that is certainly worth a look. And other local action, really not too much. A little bit of sculpin and bass here and there, but still just kind of wintertime slow. And there has been a sprinkle of good grade halibut, though, out there in deeper water, still mostly 100 foot plus, scattered all up and down from both the Long Beach area here out in front of Newport down towards Dana like that. That's been really kind of a highlight. But looks like we had a nice weekend, so get out there and enjoy it because change is inevitable with this weather. The long-range forecast is less than perfect, so enjoy it while we can.
Yeah, get it while we can.
We got
right
it
now, Mark.
And great, of course, news about that squid.
Yeah.
It's really good news. You know, it's been around. There was some good sea bass fishing there before all this weather late January. And it'll be interesting to see if the stuff's still around. And certainly, you know, that bait showing up helps concentrate it a little bit. So we'll see.
Sounds good.
Okay, Mark, the guru of Catalina sea bass. Are we going to have a normal sea bass Catalina season this year?
Oh, man. That normal is a tough word to deal with because it just constantly gets redefined. You know, I mean, the normal that I knew of 20 years ago, 25 years ago, when we were fishing over there, man, it's a different world today. So are we going to catch some sea bass? Absolutely. When we were there a month ago, I saw a really good signal. We metered quite a bit of fish. We didn't catch as much as we should have, but we caught enough to know kind of what was going on there. And it's up until the last week or two, you know, when the wind finally got to that water has just stayed 60, 61 all winter, which is very warm.
Wow.
And I think overall we're going to have a really good season again. You know, everything points to it. So, yeah, that's my prediction.
All right.
Wide open fish every day.
Every day in every cove over at Catalina. All right, Mark. And fishdope.com, of course, Danny and the boys over there at fishdope.com will have all the information. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code on fishdope.com. And how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com with more and more pictures all the time that we're putting up with the new website. And watch for pictures maybe later on this week of a brand new tank we got coming.
Ooh,
so,
nice.
Yeah, fun stuff.
All right, Mark. Thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it, guys. We'll see
you. All right, now let's head on down to Mission Bay over to C4th Sport Fishing and talk to our good buddy Marcos. Marcos, nice to catch you on a day where it's not raining outside.
Yeah, you got boats going out.
And it's not hailing either.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's just uncalled for, right? I thought we lived in Southern California.
Couldn't agree more, buddy. Ridiculous.
Well, unfortunately, my report's not going to be much more exciting than the one you just heard there. It's been a pretty slow week. Honestly, it's been a pretty slow winter in general. And I think it's a mix of we've been spoiled the last few winters and just being a little worse than usual. It just feels really bad. But got some good news coming up here as far as trips. We have a couple boats out today. The Tribute's on a day-and-a-half trip. The Pacific Voyager's on a two-and-a-half-day trip down the coast there. We'll see what they find.
Nice.
Got our half-day trip scheduled here starting next Saturday, March 2nd. The San Diego's back online running down to the islands.
All right.
So definitely worth checking that out.
Great news.
Yeah, hopefully he's going to go down there. I know people have been waiting for that. We've also got the Tomahawk going out on a two-and-a-half day and the Tribute going out on a day-and-a-half Friday, March 1st, Rockfish opener there. So definitely some good stuff coming up in the next week here. Definitely check the website, c4thlanding.com. Schedule for all of those trips is up there. Half day, full day, one-and-a-half day, two-and-a-half day, lots of options there. Got our whale-watching trips running if you want to take someone out to see the gray whales. Definitely take a look at that also. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Or our favorite, come down, visit us in person, say hi, shop Tackle Shop, get your gear ready, because it looks like fishing's going to take a little 180-degree turn here and hopefully pick up significantly in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, if Rockfish opener on Friday, that's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Lots of new territory to be had.
Yeah.
So what's
75 fathom. That's a great deal.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Marcos, appreciate the report, and we'll talk to you right after the Rockfish opener next Saturday.
You know, hopefully I have some better news for you next week with the fishing there. But otherwise, like I said, well, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys all come out fishing.
No doubt, Marcos.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate it.
All right. Hey, that's going to wrap up our catch port today. Again, sponsored by the pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your trip when you return to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their killer spices, rubs, and their smoked cheese, their famous tuna burgers as well. You can pick up all that great stuff at their Liberty Station location or just order online at Fisherman's Processing. Fishing.com. Earlier this week, went down to Point Loma Seafood, picked up some killer shrimps, and used that sweet Cajun spice in it. It was so good.
Really?
Man, they nailed it. There was just nothing to it. Bought some shrimps. Sprayed a little olive oil on her and sprinkled that that Cajun seasoning they have from Fish Pros Market and put it on the grill, and it turned out so good.
Their
Pete. It was awesome.
Are amazing.
Yeah, they do
they
a really good job.
The chef, for sure. Earlier in the at the beginning of the fish report, we talked about the Sato Crimp and Winer Company, and you guys will have the Sato Crimp kit at the Fred Hall Long Beach show in your booth, right?
Absolutely. We have
on sale.
On sale.
Oh, come on!
Not for sale. On sale.
On sale.
We've got the pro kit, the smaller kit. We've got the tool. We've got the tack glue. We've got the crimps. We've got everything Sato has that you need to make your wind-ons and your connections with.
Yeah, if you already have a kit, it's a great time to come and stock up on extra crimps because they're going to be on sale, which you never see, or just if you need extra glue. Or if you've just always thought about wanting to be self-sufficient and doing your own top shots, it is such an easy and great system to use. I mean, I always say, like, the best proof of a product's merit is the boats. And if the boats are coming in buying something, that's the best jig. That's the best color. That's the best style. And all of our boats actively use the Sato Crimp system for long-range big fish connections. There's just not a better mark for a product's success. We love it.
Works.
It's what we use for connecting real heavy insert-style connections in the tackle store, and it's what the long-range boat's like.
Yeah, you follow the instructions. It's really easy, and... It works.
It does. I mean, I can't tell you how many 200-pound plus tuna have been caught with that connection, and rarely, if ever, a failure.
Yeah,
no
pretty
doubt.
Pretty impressive, for sure. So, on sale, Sato Crimp Kit.
Yep.
How about that, huh? At the Fred Hall Long Beach show in the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth.
Yep, and then in Del Mar 2 weeks later.
You'll have it there in Del Mar,
too.
That sounds like a whale of a show.
Whale of a show.
A whale of a show, yeah. All right, let's go ahead and jump in the phone.
You got it, man. We're going to talk to Rich. He's calling us from Chula Vista this morning. Rich, thanks for hanging in there with us, buddy.
But don't call Long Beach.
I have a question. I'm going to start with 16, and I'm going to be headed to the show either in San Diego or Del Mar. Is there a rod I should be pulling on, you guys suggest to pair up with that 16?
And which 16? I'm sorry, I didn't catch which
model. The Talica? Shimano Talica.
Yeah, and what kind of fishing do you do? I mean, is this for local bluefin? Do you go down to Guadalupe?
No, it would most likely just be local bluefin.
Okay. That's kind of that in between, it could be your sort of lighter rod for huge fish or your heavier rod for, more school-sized fish. So I'm going to say, that reel is going to be ideal for putting, 80-pound Spectra, and then you can put your top shots on there anywhere from literally down as low as 40 and up to 80. But I'm going to say it's a good 50, 60, somewhere in that range. So a light rail rod or a heavy bait rod, probably in that 7 to 7.5 foot range. And again, we usually like to recommend rods based on, what you think your situation is going to be. But being that locally we have a lot of that, 50 to 70 pound bluefin on up over 100 pounds, you're not going to want to use that to target, 125s to 250s. But, anything in that 50 to 100 sort of plus range, and all the major manufacturers, so you could use a Shimano Therese extra heavy, you could use a 770 Calstar heavy, a 1x3 Seeker. We're getting into the United Composites rods, and they have some real nice rail rods. There's a ton of choices. Or you could use like a 6470 extra heavy or even a heavy. Just depends on, where you want to go with the reel. And I would recommend that you stop either in the store or into the booth and let us further ask you some questions and dissect exactly what you're going to be doing with it. And, then we can dial it in a little bit more specifically. But that's the style of tackle that you're going to want to use.
The thing is, a reel like that, there's in stock at any point in time at the shop, there's probably 20 different rods that all fish that, right, the right way or the right line size. And it's just a matter of finding what feels comfortable to you. And you don't need to be a fishing expert of any kind to know. We just literally, you know, you grab a hold of the rods and somebody bends it and you bend five or six of them and it's just like, man, this one kind of pulls on my back a little bit and this one makes my arm feel weird, but man, this one's really comfortable. Like, let Doug do the job of grabbing all of the rods that are appropriate, and then as you pull on them, you just find which one of those appropriate ones is most comfortable to you, and then you got the right rod. I fish my Tac 16 on a Calstar 7400 extra heavy, but Doug and Pete both fish it on something that might be different. They're all right for that line size. That's just the one that fits me and my body style right.
I've always said, you know, when you start pulling on rods, I can tell by the guy's facial expression when you get the right rod in his hand. He doesn't even know it, but he's giving off body language like, oh, that's the one, and then we know.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody's different. That's why you got to pull on it.
Yep.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, hope that helps you out. And you'll be able to pull on them at your booth, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we do.
Have, we're lucky at the Fred Hall Show because we have Calstar across the aisle from us, and we have Seeker next door. And so we've got our crew, our inventory, and their crews and their inventory. So really right there in our booth, you can dial in any saltwater rod that you need to for any situation.
Wait a minute. I thought you said AFCO was across the aisle from you.
They're across the other side of the aisle.
Oh, okay.
We're on a corner.
You're surrounded.
We're surrounded by all the biggies.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into them and talk to Tom. Tom's calling us from Temecula this morning. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Morning, Tom.
Morning, guys. Morning, Doug.
How you doing?
Doug, I got a question. With drag washers, I know Shimano's got drag grease, and Cal's, I got drag grease. And I know, is Carbon-X drags kind of this industry standard nowadays? And is there a difference between, you know, like Shimano's drag grease for their reels? Is that specific?
Well, so the drag greases over the years, I mean, it started with the blue grease, and then Penn had their muscle grease, and Cal's got his grease, and, you know, Shimano's got their grease now. And so, you know, I'd say it's not a science. It's a little bit of an art form. And, you know, some people will use the grease, but you don't want to overdo it because then you can't button your drags down. A lot of times when you button your drag as tight as it'll go and you still you don't have enough drag pressure, it's too much grease. But the grease does cause your drags to be slightly more smooth. With the drag systems we have on the modern reels today, a lot of them are just dry, and they work absolutely fine, way better than anything we had back in the day. And putting a little bit of light grease on there will smoothen your drags out slightly. The drags last so much longer than they ever used to. I mean, we used to replace our Newell and Jigmaster drags on every trip, you know, after you catch two or three fish. Now I'm going to say that the modern reel, you don't have to touch it for 2 years, and even then you're just doing it because, well, it must need something.
Now, let me ask you, when was the last time you greased your drags on your reels?
For me, that's what reel mechanics are for.
I'm trying to think when the last time I replaced a drag washer. Even when you send your reels in for service, the drags are... It's been years since I've ever had a drag washer replaced in any of my reels, no matter how busy they are in the rotation.
I notice is when we used to ring up somebody that had a reel repair in our shop, you had a bearing, you had a set of drags, you had the metal drag set. It was just standard issue. So many times now, it's just a labor charge. You go in, you clean and lube everything. If it is a wet system like some of the Shimano's, you put a light layer of grease on there. But there's no part replaced. So I know I didn't 100% answer your question, but it is kind of an art form, and everybody has their different opinions. We have two great reel mechanics in our store, and Vince is on site on a full-time basis.
Wow.
And so, you know, you can ask him his opinion for technical advice, but the reality is have your reels serviced or service them yourself. I mean, if you do it once a year, it's overkill on most modern reels, unless you are, you know, fishing 100 days a year or something like that. Typically, I say 2 years, you want to do it just because, but even then, you really don't need anything.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
All right. Let's jump right back in. Talk to Mario. He's calling from Rancho Cucamonga. What's up, Mario? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Just wondering if if Fishman's Landing Tackle is going to have that killer deal on the Seaguard Threadlock that you guys had last year. I think it was bulk spools for like $50.
Oh.
Well, sometimes in life, things come along one time, never to be seen again. I shed a tear.
Yeah.
That was in literally my 38-year history in this business, the single best score we've ever gotten on a closeout. And I'm sorry to say there's not even 1 foot of that stuff left. So, I mean, we definitely have got some things that will be compelling this year. And not to completely shift gears, but as you might know, the Cousins Rod Company, unfortunately, has closed their doors. And we're going to have a giant assortment of those at 50% off. So that will be our anchor.
Crazy deal.
Craziest deal this year. But, yeah, 50%
off.
That Threadlock deal was a one in a million, and we were so lucky to have it, but I'm sorry to say it's not going to happen. Yeah.
But you do have the Seaguard fluorocarbon deals.
Yes, Seaguard fluorocarbon is always, you know, the buy two, get one free, highly discounted. It comes in at about 43-44% discount, but we will have Spectra deals going on, obviously Power Pro and Izer and so forth, but the Threadlock, those of you that got it scored.
Man, that was a score. That was a score.
And, you know, we had like 400 spools, and it wasn't nearly enough. There were a lot of people bumming by the time they got to Del Mar.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Mario.
All right, jumping right back in. This time we're going to talk to Bob. Bob's calling from Lakeside. What's up, Bob? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate your call this morning very much.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great deal so far. I'm really looking forward to getting up there on Wednesday. Matt and I make a deal out of it every year.
Awesome.
My question is, I'm a surface iron nut like most guys are. What are your thoughts? I have an old-school 10-foot Fisherman's Landing Edition GF100. And how does that compare to the GG90 series and the glass rods? Because a lot of guys are going back to glass after going to graphite for so many years.
Well, I'm just going to tell you that most of the rods that were made initially were all fiberglass rods. So you had your 90J, your 100J, you know, some of the old Saber rods and so forth. Once they started building graphite rods, most of those rods were a little too stiff, and so when you would load up the rod, they would recoil so quickly that it would shoot your jig on a downward trajectory, and your release point had to be really early to counteract that. It was kind of hard to cast. We're starting to see now a lot of rods that have some graphite, which makes them lighter. They can be skinnier in your hand, but they cast almost like a fiberglass rod. The 100 mag that CalStar makes is a great example. It feels almost like a fiberglass rod when you cast, but it's much lighter. It's thinner diameter than, say, a 100J. Really excited to see some of the new United Composites rods that we just took on and we'll have at the show. You know, the classic Southern California jig stick is the 90J and the 100J. They started making the GG series. That's 30% graphite, 70% fiberglass. So that has a little of the best of both worlds. And then the 100 mag is a true graphiter, 70% graphite, 30% fiberglass. And again, with any rod, like we talked about before, your best thing is to be able to come into the shop or the show, hopefully, and pull on some of the blanks, and just we can explain the differences and the characteristics.
All right. I hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out. We got a lot more coming up. We got more catch reports. We got more information. We got more great stuff. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. We have the most complete selection of Daiwa saltwater reels in our massive booth, including the Daiwa Lexa, Saltist, and Seagate. That's Daiwa Reels and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
When you want next-level electronics for your boat, choose Simrad. With so many market-changing innovations like the Halo 24, which revolutionizes radar by offering an almost real-time view and ultimate in collision avoidance. With Simrad Halo 24 radar, you can identify hazards in an instant with Velocity Track Doppler technology. For the ultimate display, in-the-know anglers have upgraded to the NSS Evo 3 high-definition touchscreen with GPS echo sounder and wireless connectivity. It's perfect for center consoles or large sport fishers. Complete your package with the AP44 Autopilot for hydraulic-steered outboard and stern drive vessels. With full-color display and rotary control dial, this is the Autopilot you've been looking for. The Halo 24 radar, Evo 3 touchscreen display, and AP44 Autopilot are available now at your Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's SNAPPINS.com.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed. Yeah, we have a chance to win a $50 gift card, but keep on trying. There will be a line open up, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Doug Kern, Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Give us another one, Doug. Give us another deal.
Well,
come on.
I'll give you a couple here. I did mention shortly just a minute ago that we were lucky to have some good manufacturers near us, and we are so lucky to have Seeker next door to us. You know, that's a long-running Southern California-made, you know, classic long-range tuna-style rods. And they're going to be next to us. We're going to have deals and a ton of stock on that stuff. Those guys have done a good job of carrying on the tradition. So, you know, we thank Rick and Ed and the boys there for that. And let's go to iron, because we talked about that. We've got Taddy, Salas, JRI, OTC. There's deals on every one. Number one, the prices are reduced on everything. Salas and Taddy, they're reduced a ridiculous amount.
Really?
In addition, on the Taddy, they're giving away a flat-sided jig in their booth directly across the aisle from us, down from CalStar there. And then we've also got the JRI. So those are discounted, which is good. But we're also offering buy three, get one free from our booth. So that comes into a, you know, I forget what the percentage is on that. Well, I'm looking here. I figured some of these things out, 38% off.
Whoa.
So the show's always a great place. I mean, we have guys that come up to the register with, like, so many jigs that, you know, they're digging into their clothing that the hooks are. It's just a great place to stock up on your iron. If you do a lot of Baja fishing or long-range fishing or, you know, local Coronado Islands or whatever, this is the place to stock up. So, you know, iron is a fisherman's landing tradition. We deal with all the great companies. They give us a nice deal for the show.
You guys sell a lot of iron.
We sell a ton of iron.
We set up that killer iron wall, like the same wall that we have in the shop. We set it up, you know.
I think it's almost better. Yeah, like, it drives me crazy.
That's like Brandon's like baby every year, from the shop. Like, that's, you know, and it takes a long time to do it right. You know, there's several projects that you have setting up the show that, you know, you get frustrated, like, because it takes you so long to set it up. And if, you know, when Brandon starts on the jig wall, 3/4 of the rest of the booth will be completely set up by the time he's finished with that wall, because it's labor intensive and he spends a lot of time making it look so good, you know. And
they don't call him the Iron Bomber for nothing.
Yeah, there you go.
Iron Bomber, world's greatest fisherman.
Yeah, as Pete says, the world's greatest fisherman.
That's my title. Yeah. Indeed. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back on those jam-packed phones.
You got it, man. Well, jam-packed they are. How about this time we talk to Bruce? Bruce is calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Is that Corrado DC, is that coming to 200 size?
That's really the only size, I believe. There's three different gear ratios, I believe. I know there's at least two. And you just have to hold it in your hand, but it feels so comfortable. It just kind of melts into the palm of your hand. It's lightweight. It free spools great. You know, the casting, it's not backlash proof, but if you do a nice smooth cast, you can literally leave your thumb off of that until it hits the water and then just feather it a little bit at the end.
Which gear ratio do you want?
I always prefer, for our style of fishing, something around a 7-point-whatever-to-1 gear ratio. Uh-huh. I know the freshwater guys slow it down to the 5s and 6s, and some guys just, like, if they had a 15-to-1, they'd buy it, the highest gear ratio. So, uh-huh. You know, the 8-to-1 we do sell, and I'm sure there are applications for burning
fast. So what are the choices?
I hate to say, I don't recall for sure, but I think there's a 6, like a 6-6, a 7-3, and an 8-1.
Wow.
I don't recall if it's 2 or 3
gear
ratios.
So you recommend like the middle
one. We're bringing mostly the
7-1.
And I think it's 7-3 or something like that. We'll get that information and give it out here in a minute.
Yep.
But, okay. You know, usually that 7...
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, I mean, it's a brand new...
But again, with the Corrado DC, you get a free...
I like it when you challenge the tackle guru stump me.
Oh, stump... I stumped the tackle guru. How about that, huh?
I think
had to refer to the web.
I think there's 6-2 and 7-4.
Okay, so there is no 8.
6-2 and 7-4.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I knew we'd get it there.
Now he'll know forever.
I think you're right. And 8.5. You were right.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah. Okay, so we didn't stump the
tackle. Well, I didn't know the points, but 6, 7, and 8.
6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
And when you buy a Corrado DC at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth, you get
a free Corrado rod.
Corrado rod and free
Power Pro
Max Quattro if you
yep.
want it.
And we bless every rod and reel that we sell, so they're going to have good luck for the entire life of the rod
what
and reel.
What is the saltwater app? That's a big, mainly a freshwater reel, but what's the saltwater application?
Oh, there's tons. I mean, bay bass fishing.
Bay bass.
Light duty, like if you like catching bonita on light tackle, calico bass.
Calico.
I mean, there's a bunch of stuff you could use that for. You know, with the, you know, Spectra and fluorocarbon now, and the reels being so strong in their gears, bearings, and drags. I mean, there's nothing that says you couldn't just go catch like the small yellowtail we had at Buoy One last year. That, you know, was 8-pounders. You'd have a ball on a piece of gear like that.
Yeah, and the advantage of the DC technology is very little backlash.
Right. I mean, it's
reduced backlash.
It doesn't preclude your casting. It doesn't hold the cast back, but it pulses. It has a little electronic microchip that pulses 1,500 times per second, and it keeps you on the edge of a backlash without actually backlashing, so that your cast actually goes further and you have less backlashes to pick out. So wow. if you roll up on a bite and you backlash, you know, you're going to watch your buddies catch fish.
And this will prevent that.
It'll definitely prevent a lot of them. You can't just blatantly jerk a cast as hard as you can and expect it not to backlash. But if you do somewhat of a smooth cast, you're not going to have a backlash.
DC was always a casting performance feature, not an anti-backlash feature. But in a perfectly performing cast, the end result is usually no backlash. So, I mean, they are definitely backlashable, but because it's designed to keep the spool operating at the optimum speed, your chance of backlash is a lot less. As long as you have the somewhat mechanics in mind of how a conventional reel casts, you will virtually never pick out a backlash. Does it happen sometimes? Sure, but almost never.
You're going to get a further cast because right. your thumb cannot control as well as that DC can.
Yeah. There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, we're jumping right back in, talking to Michael. He's calling us from San Clemente this morning. Good morning, Michael. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Great show as always.
Thank you.
I was interested in the Akuma Makaira 15T. Would you guys be carrying that at your booth this year?
We ordered that last June. They are not out yet. We are hoping for a miracle that they arrive. That is one of the nicest configurations of that Makaira series. I call it a square configuration, meaning it's the same height as it is wide. And so the 15 is kind of a smaller diameter side plate and a little bit wide. Once you go to the 16, that's kind of a bigger reel. And so there was a need for that in-between size. It might be great for those 70, 80-pound bluefin, you know, a Guadalupe-style reel when the fish aren't huge. And we do have some specials running on that. And if we don't happen to get them, we're doing a lot of special orders at the show. So if you want to capture the promos and the add-ons and all that kind of stuff, we would be glad to take a special order there at the show. We've got all of our pricing in place, and that way you can capture the deals and get the reel you want once it is available. We're hoping for the miracle that it'll come down the pipe here this next week, but so far they haven't shipped.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about Dennis from Linda Vista up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Dennis. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Nice to have some sun today for once.
Yeah.
I have a question. He's going to be at the Del Mar show, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I have some rods. I haven't been fishing for a while. I'm having problems, but I have some rods that need to be repaired. Should I bring them in there or just the shop? And if so, should I bring in the reels in case you know they can't do much for them and they have to replace the rods? And do you offer any discounts for veterans?
First of all, we appreciate your service. We don't really have a discount structure in the shop. But I would say if you're going to be at the show, it's going to be a little bit of a tough thing for you to drag all your gear into the show, but we would certainly be glad to take care of you there. Ideal is if you find yourself with an availability to come down to the shop. We can go through each piece of gear, let you know what it might need.
Right?
Yeah, just, you know, sometimes the shows are a little bit more of a hectic, but we will make the time to help you properly and give you good advice. And then, you know, some of your stuff might be ready to go. Some of it might need updating. Maybe something needs replacing. We'll just give you our opinion and your options, and then you can go, you know, I mean, most people can't just buy 10 rod and reel setups, you know, at one time, but, you know, so we'll just go through the process with you and come up with a game plan over the next few months or a year or whatever it is to get you back in the game.
Yeah, indeed. The show is probably to haul all that stuff into the show. It's so much easier to drive right to the front of Fisherman's Landing there.
Yeah.
You walk out, you're there.
Yeah, if it's possible. I know sometimes if you're going to the show, that's one thing, and it's tougher to get down to the shop, but ideally the shop is where you're going to, you know, have a little bit better opportunity, I would say.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Lou from Fullerton. What's up, Lou? Welcome to Let's Talk
Hookup. Lou. Hey, good morning, boys. Hey, good morning, Pete, Ricky, Doug.
Hey, Lou.
Doug, hey, I was just kicking back here listening to the show earlier, and then you start talking about surface jigs.
Yep.
There's a lot of videos out there that show the technique and the posture to throw them from the bow, but they never show the retrieve. When the retrieve, do you bring it with your pole sort of on the vertical side at 45, 90, or straight horizontal on the retrieve?
In my opinion, I don't want to point the rod directly straight down the line.
Okay.
I want it somewhere. I want to have a small amount of bend in the rod. And depending on where you're throwing the jig on the boat, that may dictate that you either go slightly to the left, slightly to the right, or slightly down. Just so when the fish bites, the rod does bend a little bit rather than, I think you can tear the jig out of their mouth if there's not a little bit of give, so that it's a more gradual hook set. I wouldn't go to probably a 45. I mean, I'm talking 10 or 15 degrees one way or the other. So it kind of almost looks like you're pointing the rod down the line, but there's a little bit of an angle. With that also said, you can see how your jig is working because the tip will be thumping. And if the more thumping you can get, you know your jig is working. So some jigs work better at a higher speed, some at a lower speed. If there's a current or a swell running through, it'll affect how your jig swims. On any given day, the fish may be eating the slow retrieve or a medium retrieve or a fast retrieve. I'm going to say most of the time yellowtail is somewhere in the middle. You don't want to burn it, but you don't want to go super slow. But you've got to figure out what the fish want. And sometimes having that tip off to the side, you can sort of see what your jig's doing a little bit. And then it gives you the chance for that rod to bend slightly when you get the bite.
I like your idea of watching that tip thump.
Yeah.
Right? You can see if your jig's working.
Yeah, that just becomes automatic. It's like level winding your reel. You don't even think about it. But, you know, maybe you speed up a little. And sometimes, doing a steady retrieve might work. Or sometimes you might want to pop slightly on the downstroke. So, you wind three times and accelerate and pop your downstroke a little bit to kick that jig out to the side. It's such an art form. There's no way you're ever going to learn it from a video or from a conversation like this. You take each little piece of information and you try to apply it on the water, and you just advance your game and you never get there.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Mo, who's calling us from Vista this morning. What's up, Mo? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Hey, I got a question about, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I got a question about, I never did that hooping, that lobster hooping, and we're planning on going to, Catalina.
Oh, very nice.
There's so many closers there.
You have to be aware.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was concerned about. But I was also thinking maybe San Clemente would be better.
No.
Yeah, that is definitely
that is a definite no. You want to catch shorts?
Yeah.
You go to San Clemente.
No?
You'll catch hundreds and thousands of shorts at San Clemente. And maybe, I mean, I hooping at San Clemente, I think it's 1 to 100 shorts, right?
I'm with you, man.
Yeah.
I mean, there certainly are legals to be had there, but, you know, especially towards the end of commercial season, there's been a lot of commercial. The thing that makes that side of Catalina so good is that it is off limits to any commercial pressure. So it's only hoopers like yourself that are willing to make the crossing to go over and fish recreationally, not commercially.
On the leeward side.
Right.
Commercials can't hoop there. And if you buy one of the new chart cards, they have the area closures generally putting in there, but it's your responsibility to stay out of those closure areas, no matter whether it's on the coast or at Catalina or wherever. But, and I can tell you this, the Fish and Game or Fish and Wildlife or whatever they are, they're at Catalina.
Yeah.
They're
very protective
in the middle of the
lobsters.
Night, they will sneak up on you and be on your transom, and you never saw them coming.
Yeah. Department of Fish and Wildlife did put out a really nice booklet that's colored, and it's got like Google Earth image of the shoreline and all the lats and longs, and they're free. Most shops have them. You know, we get them, we run out, we get more, we run out, that kind of thing. But I'm sure that you'll be able to find them. I would bet that same information is online, pretty readily available. I mean, it's unfortunately, you know, it's one of those things. There can be some great fishing over there, but you need to do your homework to make sure you're in the right spot.
Indeed. Good luck, Mo. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Next up, we're going to talk to Rich. He's calling us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Rich.
First of all, I want to give you a big thumbs up to the power of Let's Talk Hookup and how you've helped out anglers all over the place by getting the word out on scope pace from from a compounding pharmacy. It was about 5 years ago that I got the bright idea to contact a compounding pharmacy and let you guys know about it. And now even Doug is telling people about it. So thumbs up to all you folks out there on that one.
Yeah, for sure.
The main reason I called today was you're talking about surface iron jigs and how you sometimes get a dud. And I'm wondering if you guys have ever worked on maybe trying to modify them or change the action on them by maybe grinding an edge off or taking out a file, and wondering what your thought process is on that.
Good question. Well,
interestingly enough, Taddy Shimizu, who was the founder of Taddy Lures in the 50s, that's what he did. He would go on a sport fishing boat. He had his tools with him, and he would watch bait fish in the bait tank swimming around, and he wanted to emulate what those bait fish were doing. So he'd throw out a jig and wind it in, then he would file a little off, and it was a ongoing process trying to get the exact right shape of that jig so it would do what he wanted it to do. He was obsessed that way. And there are a few people that do that now. They'll try to file a jig. I mean, I hate to say it, but I just don't have the patience for that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go through, I hate to say it, I'll go through 10 jigs and try and get whatever is the best one. And then, like I say, I identify those with a marking. That way I know which ones are the good ones. And if the barracuda are biting, I throw a crummy one. If the yellows are biting in open water and they're finicky, I throw a good one. And if there's yellows biting in where I might lose a jig, I throw an in-between one. But, yes, I'm sure there is some – I'm sure you could modify a jig – but it's just a guesswork.
Metal is metal. Material for sure can be moved and changed, and can you make it better? For sure. But it's not as easy as just hitting it with a flat-sided file on one side, and now all of a sudden it's killer. You know, I mean, it's a ton of trial and error. Can you do it? Absolutely. But is it as easy as just a couple of strokes with a flat file? It's not. It's a lot more than that, just that.
And I can tell you modifying the front half of the jig will do more than modifying the back half of the jig, because that's where the water's hitting it, like a wing on an airplane.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Now, before we run out of time, give us like two more deals.
Okay, I'm just going to buzz down the list real quick. We're stoked to have the new Nomad gear, the DTX 200 water trolling gear, the Gypsy and the Buffalo vertical jigs like that. We got great hook sales, Gamakatsu, buy two, get one free.
Whoa.
We've also got Mustad on the same deal, buy two, get one free. Owner, super killer discount, almost 40%, plus you get a T-shirt. Adaro pliers, you know, normally $50. They're like $27,
whoa,
like 46% off. Suffix line, 65% off, you know, big bulk, like 1 pound spools. I guess the rest of it you're just going to have to see in the booth, because, you know, I still haven't crossed off the entire list, and we're out of time here.
Yeah, well, one more. Come on, one more.
Do we have liquid sticks?
There you go.
That's one of my favorites every year.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Liquid sticks. This is a great offshore made rod. They're normally $59.95, but they have a great blank. I'm just going to jinx us by saying we have now sold over 1,000 liquid sticks. We have yet to have one come back broken ever.
Wow.
They have three actions that are the right saltwater actions. There's like a, you know, 20, a 30, and a 40. We're doing those for half price at the show.
Which would be how much?
$29.95.
Oh, come on.
They're the single best. I mean, you call it what it is. It's the single best, quote-unquote, cheap rod you will ever find. They look right. They're not like neon green and funky colored. The guides are fine. The blank is great. They are the single best cheap rod you're going to come across. It's a show killer.
Indeed.
Hey, when we come back, speaking of killer deals, we're going to find out who's got themselves a $50 gift card to the Fisherman's Landing Tackle. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. We are proud to have the largest selection of Shimano products in the show. Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Power Pro, plus the all-new Tranx 200. That's Shimano and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar of the long-range long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Yamaha Outboard's Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
For many of us, when we think of Seaguar fluorocarbon, we think premium quality. Well, it's with good reason. Sure, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971. But what's really remarkable is that they are the only fluorocarbon line manufacturer that makes their own fluoro resins. And the resins they make are formulated specifically for fishing line. Seaguar proprietary fluoro resins are the key ingredient that makes Seaguar fishing lines the best in the business. No one else has them because Seaguar invented them. Check out Seaguar.com for more.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. The big winner of the $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle is going to Dennis in Linda Vista. Dennis, congratulations. I'll see you for a shopping spree.
Yeah, indeed. And Doug, there were two more that you said, I got to get these in. Go.
Yep. Well, I mean, good ones. Pen reels get a free dry bag that is worth well over $100. Whoa. Camo finish plus a free ProSpec line. That's going to be a great one. And then Okuma Komodo reels are going to get a free rod. We didn't mention that one. I do want to mention that Doug from Montebello unfortunately didn't get through, but Doug, you've got a great name, and we'll hope to see you guys down at the Long Beach Convention Center. We will
show starts
we will
a week
be there
from
with
Wednesday.
Bells on, and it's just going to be a great show. So thanks in advance for everybody that comes by and says hi and buys some gear.
All right. Thanks, Doug. Great job and great show, and look forward to that Fred Hall Long Beach. In the meantime, you can go down to Fisherman's Landing, tackle right at Fisherman's Landing. Hey, tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, a special Captain Rollo program. Steve Pinard will be in the studio with us. Mike Lum and Harold Davis will be on the phone and a lot more. And your chance to win Rollo's rod.
Can't wait.
Only tomorrow
on
Let's Talk Hookup, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks to Ted for filling in for Adam today. Did a great job. Appreciate that, Ted. And we'll see you tomorrow right back here on the Mighty 1090.
The electoral process of 2019 is an opportunity to contribute to your community. To be a part of these elections with your vote and also as an electoral observer will give you pride. You will strengthen democracy by verifying all the activities from start to finish. You, just like every citizen, can be an electoral observer. Participate and ensure Mexico has some clean, fair, and transparent elections. Find out more.